Now, this is going to make some of you uncomfortable, but you need to understand that there are massive numbers of genuinely sincere born-again believers who are teaching you wrongly. For whatever reasons, the traditions of men, the protecting of positions in congregation, whatever it is, it's out there. Now, let me tell you something. If you come to Jacob's Ladder thinking that I think I'm the guy with all the answers and you come let me spoon feed you, you have completely missed the point. Because what I want to do is to raise up a group of people who understand there are rules to be played by, and it doesn't matter what title you have on your religious badge, we are all subject to those. Pastor, preacher, layperson, college student, the Word of God has to be handled correctly. It is not the play toy of men using it to their own end. The Bible says there is a reward for those. Just like the one who competes fairly, there is a reward. For the one who presses in, there is a reward. If you plow and reap, you will sow. I want to ask you this year, as we go into this school year, to make Bible study a priority and not a luxury. I want to encourage you to understand that as we come into this time of where we're at in society. Guys, I don't want to get too sidetracked by current events, but you've been watching the same thing on TV as I have. And if you can't put two and two together and understand that things are about to drastically change in the good old USA, that there's going to be a lot of spiritual crisis, a lot of people crying out, a lot of people wondering what in the world's going on, we no longer have the luxury of making Christianity a luxury. It has to be a priority. Being in God's Word has to be a priority because there is a world that needs us desperately. Well, in this generation, there's never been more of a need for men and women to truly wrestle with God's Word and come to terms with what it says. There's a movie getting ready to come out. The book's already been out. The Da Vinci Code. Have you heard of it? The basic premise of the Da Vinci Code is that Jesus married Mary Magdalene, had children with her, and that there are blood relatives of Jesus walking on the planet today. And people are going to believe that. The truths of Scripture have never been under more attack than they are right now. The only way you can be prepared and equipped is to be deep in God's Word. In Luke 24, verses 44 through 49, I'm not going to turn there. You can take note of it. First of all, in verse 7 of 2 Timothy, I want you to notice that Paul says, "For the Lord will give you understanding." In Luke 24, it's one of the post-resurrection experiences with Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus opened their minds so they could know the Scriptures. I want to ask you not only to make Bible study a priority, but I want to ask you to make that prayer your prayer and your passion. Lord God, give me understanding. You know, the big biblical term we use for it is discernment. God, let me discern the truth, because there's so much out there that sounds right, but it's not. Lord, open our minds.